Dear colleagues, Mr. President, I welcome this report in its entirety. It is well written and balanced and covers a whole range of ways LGBTQ women are sidelined, targeted and face a whole range of discrimination. 40 years ago, I came out as a lesbian, and now as a member of the UK Parliament, the gayest parliament in the world, I still face lesbophobia from some quarters, and particularly over the last few years, targeted by anti-gender movements. It's beyond disappointing that despite major progress from our LGBTI communities, in recent years we have seen frequent attacks on LGBTQ women, on our right to exist, and attempts to roll back the rights we have fought so hard for. I'm pleased the report asks Member States to celebrate International Lesbian Visibility Day. Last year, we held a debate in the UK Parliament on Lesbian Visibility Day, the first in the UK. Following that debate, I faced some awful homophobic remarks simply for being open about my sexuality. I was called a nonce, had serious threats, and received a barrage of abuse. This abuse is designed to silence women. We must instead use our platforms to call it out and to highlight, as this report does very well, the increase in sexism and misogyny that LGBTQ women face. Let me also be very clear. The intersectional approach of this report is exactly what is needed. As a cis lesbian woman, I refuse to be pitted against my trans siblings. We must not be distracted by the fabricated conflict between trans women and lesbians, which only serves to divide and undermine the fight for equality within our communities. We must also not fall prey to the false narrative portraying trans people as a threat to women. The vile abuse and terminology currently being used against the trans community is the same hate as the lesbian and gay community faced back in the 1980s. I welcome the report calling on Member States to ensure LGBTQ women have the rights and protections they need and deserve, and I'm pleased that the report talks about how LGBTQ women are portrayed and our diverse profiles. We are here to be fabulous in our differences and to be seen, to let others know that they can be their true selves. It's important that we don't forget the challenges that lesbians still face. So I would like to thank the rapporteur, and I hope that you all support the report. Thank you.